各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2018年4月29日，星期日。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu， 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典国家瓦坛的讲早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So today we are celebrating a very special day.
今天我们要庆祝一个特别的日子。
The appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev.
今天是主女辛哈的显现日。
Lord Nrisimhadev has a very particular place in the Gaudiya Vaishnavism.
对于这个 Gaudiya Vaishnavism 来说呢，就是对于 Gaudiya 的这个Vaishnava 宗来说呢，主女辛哈 Dev 他有一个特别的地位。
Because he's our protector.
因为他是我们的保护者。
He protects our sampradaya, protects our spiritual master, he protects all of us.
他保护着我们的 sampradaya, 我们的使徒传系，保护着我们的灵性导师，保护着我们所有的人。
So the devotees oftentimes when they are in difficult situations, they pray to Lord Nrisimhadev.
所以说呢，作为奉献者们当处于非常艰难的困境的时候呢，总是会向主女辛哈 Dev 去祈祷。
Lord Nrisimhadev appeared mainly because of Prahlad Maharaj.
主女辛哈 Dev 他显现的主要的原因呢，是为了 Prahlad Maharaj.
So actually in this story, the hero is Prahlad Maharaj.
所以说在这个故事里面，英雄是 Prahlad Maharaj。
We hear more about Prahlad Maharaj than we hear about Lord Nrisimhadev.
我们要听到的更多的关于 Prahlad Maharaj 的故事，而不是主女辛哈 Dev 的故事。
Because Prahlad Maharaj, he was just a small innocent boy.
因为 Prahlad Maharaj 他只是一个天真无邪的小男孩。
And he was harassed, and he was persecuted, and he was hurt, or tried to be hurt, tried to be killed.By the person who was supposed to love him the most.
他呢是被一个本来应该最爱他的人在残害着，甚至于在杀害着，然后呢是就是以各种各样的方式想要去这个伤害他的这么一个人。
The father is supposed to be the most loving person, the protector of the child.
孩子的父亲本来是应该最爱他的人，也是应该最去保护他的那个人。
But in this case, you can see, Prahlad, because of his devotion, he became an enemy, was considered enemy by his own father.
但是我们在今天的这个情况里面呢，可以看到，就是由于 Prahlad Maharaj 他所展现的对主的这种分爱之情，使得他成了他的父亲的敌人。
His father, Hiranyakashipu, was a great demon.
他的父亲 Hiranyakashipu 是一个大恶魔。
Demon means a person who is adverse to the devotion to the Lord.
恶魔的意思呢，就是说一个厌离对主做奉献服务的人。
Any person who is opposed to the devotion of the Lord, opposed to the worship of the Lord, is a demon.
任何一个反对去对主展现奉爱之情以及去崇拜主的人，都被认为是恶魔。
So in this material world has been always existing these two types of persons, the devotees and the demons.
所以说在这个物质世界里面总是存在着这两类人，一类就是奉献者，另外一类就是恶魔。
In between we could say there are the innocent people.
在这两者之间呢，我们可以说他们是无辜的人。
Innocent people, they can behave as demons because of bad association.
这些无辜的人，他们由于得到了不好的涟漪，所以说呢，他们的行为就有可能是像恶魔那样。
But either they behave as devotees or as demons.
所以说呢，他要不然他就像是奉献者一样，要不然就像恶魔一样。
So Hiranyakashipu was a very powerful, very powerful personality.
Hiranyakashipu, 他是一个非常的有力量的一个人物。
It's in one sense, is acceptable because Hiranyakashipu is actually a devotee of the Lord.
从某种意义上来说呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 实际上是可以被接受的，因为他是主的一位奉献者。
We just mentioned that he's a demon. Now we say he's a devotee.
哎呀，我们刚才还说他是一位恶魔，怎么现在又说他是一位奉献者了呢？
The story began in Vaikuntha.
这个故事呢，是从瓦昆塔要说起的。
The two door gates, Jaya and Vijaya.
有两个看门人 ，Jaya 和 Vijaya。
They block the entrance of the great sages, Satkumaras.
四 Kumara 兄弟来到这个门口的时候呢，他们就把这个门给他们堵上了。
They had a great desire to see Lord Narayana, and these two doorkeepers stopped them, prevented them from entering.
四 Kumara 兄弟他们怀着强烈的愿望想要去觐见 Narayana, 但是呢这两位看门人把他们给挡在了门外。
That was very uncommon.
那这个其实是非常的不寻常的一件事情。
Because to enter in Vaikuntha means a person has to have a very pure heart.
因为作为一个进入瓦昆塔的人呢，这个人他就必须要有非常纯净的内心才可以。
So the four Kumaras had already entered three gates before and they were not blocked. And then on the fourth gate, the last gate, they were stopped by Jaya Vijaya. This was very unexpected.
所以呢，这四 Kumara 兄弟他们在穿过前三道门的时候呢，都没有任何问题，也没有被堵住。但是当他们来到第四道门的时候呢，就被 Jaya 和 Vijaya 给挡在了门外。这可是一个他们没有预料到的事情。
So,the four Kumara became very disturbed.
所以呢，这四位 Kumara 兄弟他们就觉得非常的被打扰。
They wanted to go see the Lord and have the darshan of the Lord, and these two persons were preventing them.
他们想去觐见主，他们想去darshan主，但是呢，这两个人物却把他们给挡在了门外。
They thought these two personalities, they don't have the mentality of the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha because they are seeing enemies when they should see only friends.
他们就觉得这两个看门人，他们其实是没有任何的作为看门人的这样的品质的，因为他们本来是应该认为是朋友的人，他们却把这些人给看成了敌人。
Anybody who comes to Vaikuntha has to have a pure heart. How can they stop us?
因为任何来到瓦昆塔的人都是有纯净的内心的，所以他怎么能够把我们给挡在门外呢？
So their mentality is a materialistic mentality.
所以呢，他们的这种心态其实是物质主义的心态。
They make distinctions.
因为 Jaya Vijaya 他们会去做这种区分。
This is a friend, this is an enemy.
这是朋友，那是敌人。
So they should not be here.
所以呢，他们就不应该在这儿。
We should curse them to go to the material world.
我们应该诅咒他们去到物质世界。
So Jaya Vijaya, by that time, they felt very embarrassed and they felt very, very bad for having offended the four Kumaras.
所以呢 ，Jaya Vijaya 到这会儿的时候呢，就觉得非常的尴尬。他们觉得不应该去诅咒这四 Kumara 兄弟，觉得心里很不好受。
So meanwhile, Lord Narayana came out of his palace and he came to the gate.
但与此同时呢，主尼提亚纳
Narayana.
那与此同时呢，主 Narayana 呢就从他的这个宫殿里面就出来了，来到了门口。
And he explained that actually all this situation was created by him.
然后呢，他就解释说，所有的这些情况呢，都是由他一手造成的。
He wanted these two devotees, Jaya and Vijaya, to go to the material world.
他希望这两位奉献者 Jaya 和 Vijaya 去到物质世界。
They would stay there for three lives and behave as demons.
他们呢会在物质世界里面待上三世，并且呢像是恶魔一样去行事。
And he, the Lord, would come, would come during these three lifetimes and would have a good fight with them.
而主呢，他也会在他们这三世中呢，去到物质世界和他们好好的打上一番。
The Lord also have this propensity to have sometime a good fight.
主呢，有的时候呢，他也心里边就是特别想好好的打斗。
But in the spiritual world, there are no enemies. Nobody can really pose as a fighter with the Lord.
但是呢，在灵性世界里面是没有任何的敌人的，所以没有任何一个人可以和主进行打斗。
And in the material world, nobody really can oppose the Lord.
而且呢，在物质世界里面呢，又没有任何人可以真正的去对抗主。
So the best way is that the devotee comes to the material world and poses a demon so he can have a really good fight.
所以说呢，最好的呢，就是这个奉献者他能够来到物质世界，然后呢，扮演敌人的这种角色，这样的话，这个主他才能够有一番非常的好的战争斗争。
So obviously, Jaya and Vijaya, they were very distressed because they had to come to the material world.
这样一来呢，就是 Jaya 和 Vijaya 他们就非常的沮丧，因为他们现在必须要去到物质世界了。
Even though that was the desire of the Lord.
因为即使这是主的愿盼。
So they had to accept because it was the desire of the Lord.
但是呢，因为这又是主的愿望，所以呢，他们又不得不接受。
But they had a request.
但是呢，他们有一个请求。
Even though they would behave very inimically against the Lord, they would never forget the Lord.
就即便是他们满怀敌对的去和主进行斗争，但是他们也永远都不会忘记主。
So they would be always conscious of the Lord.
所以呢，他们就能够总是去觉知到主，意识到主。
And Lord Narayana grant them that blessing.
所以那主 Narayana 呢就同意了他们，并且呢给了他们这个祝福。
So they were going to take birth three times in the material world.
所以扎亚跟维扎亚呢，他们就会在物质世界里面呢，去活上三个生世。
And the first birth happened in Satya Yuga.
那么第一世呢，是在 Satya 年代展现。
They took birth as the twin brothers Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha.
他们呢就显现成了这个双胞胎兄弟黑人亚卡西普和黑人亚克沙。
They were great, very powerful demons.
他们是非常大的、非常强悍的恶魔。
So powerful that they were harassing the demigods. The demigods were afraid of them.
他们是如此的强大，以至于呢，他们都在欺负这个半神人，使得半神人很害怕他们。
They were at war with the demigods.
所以呢，他们就总是跟这个半神人有战争。
And the demigods were really frightening of them.
而半神人们呢，是真的特别的害怕他们。
Until they had to request Lord Brahma to do something.
以至于呢，他们就必须要请求主 Brahma 去为他们做点什么。
So by the request of the Lord Brahma, the Lord appeared as Varadev and killed Hiranyaksha.
所以呢，在主 Brahma 的请求之下呢，主他就以这个 Vanaradev 的这个形象就显现了，然后呢就杀死了黑人 Yaksha。
When Hiranyaksha was killed, Hiranyakashipu felt very, very distressed.
所以说呢，当黑人 Yaksha 被杀死了以后呢，这个黑人 Yakashipu 他是觉得非常的悲伤，非常的难受。
He was overwhelmed with grief and rage at the same time.
所以呢，他就非常非常的悲伤，他完全被悲伤给淹没了。但与此同时呢，他又非常的愤怒。
He could not accept that his brother was killed by Lord Vishnu.
他呢没有办法接受他的兄弟被主 Vishnu 给杀死了。
Because Lord Vishnu is supposed to behave equally towards the demigods and demons.
因为主 Vishnu 呢，他本来是应该平等的对待半神人和恶魔的。
So at that time he made a vow that he would kill Lord Vishnu, would cut off his head.
所以说呢，Hiranyakashipu他就发了一个誓，他呢要杀死主 Vishnu, 他要把主 Vishnu 的头给剁下来。
To avenge the death of his brother.
以此呢去为他的兄弟的死而报仇。
So from that time, Hiranyakashipu became so disturbing for the whole the universal arrangement.
所以呢，于此就在这个时候呢，这个 Hiranyakashipu 他就变得非常的去搅扰整个的这个宇宙的安排。
It creates so much fear and killed and aroused so many innocent and pious people.
他呢就杀死了很多的这些无辜的大众。
He wanted to rule the whole universe.
他想要去统治整个的宇宙。
He wanted to have all mystic perfections.
他也希望得到所有的这些玄秘的完美。
And most of all, he wanted to become immortal.
而且呢，他也希望让自己变得永生。
So he performed great austerities.
所以呢，他就进行了非常强悍的这种苦修。
He wanted to obtain the blessings of the most important personality in this material universe, Lord Brahma.
他希望得到在这个物质创造中最伟大的人物主 Brahma 的祝福。
He did something never anybody had done.
他做了一些其他的人从来就没有做过的事。
Not even the most austere of yogis.
即便是那些在履行着强烈的这个苦修的那些瑜伽师们也都没有做过这样的事情。
Because for many, many years he was standing on the tiptoes and his arms upraised.
因为很多很多年的这个时间里面呢，他都是用他的这个脚尖站着，然后呢双手就这么向上天空中举着。
His eyes fixed on the sky.
他的眼睛呢就盯着天空。
Because of the intensity of his austerities, the hair on his head began shedding light like millions of suns.
那么就是由于他所从事的这样的这个强烈的苦修呢，使得他的头发开始绽放出了像太阳一样的光灿。
It was so powerful the result of his austerities that even the water of the rivers and the oceans start boiling.
Start boiling.
Boiling.
Okay. 就是Okay, yeah, yeah. 那么就是开了。就是他的这个苦修的这个结果呢是非常的有力量的，以至于使得所有的这些河流里面的水啊都被他这个光灿给烧开了。
The stars and the planets starting falling from their orbits.
而且呢，就是宇宙星系中的这些星星呢，也都从各自的这个轨道上偏离了，掉了下来。
And fire starts blazing in all directions.
而且呢，这个火呢，也从也向这个四面八方去这个冒着他们的这个火焰。
He remained in that position for so long.
他就在这样的一个状态下待了好长时间。
That grass, bamboo sticks start growing all over around his body.
然后就这些杂草呢，就开始在他的身上到处都长了起来。
Because he was not moving.
因为他没动。
Even a hand hill start covering his body.
Hand healed.
Ant.
Okay. 那即便而且呢，就这个这个蚂蚁啊。都开始在他的这个身上盖了起来。
And they start devouring his skin, his fat, his flesh, his blood.
而且呢，就这些蚂蚁呢，就开始去啃食他的皮肤，去啃食他的这个肉和啃食他的骨头。
Eventually, practically only a skeleton was remaining.
就开始喝他的血，然后最后呢，就让他只剩下了一具骨架了。
So when the demigods they saw the condition of Hiranyakashipu, they took opportunity of that situation to start conquering the demons that had conquered them before.
当这些半神人们看到 Hiranyakashipu 处在这样的一个情况的时候呢，那么他们就觉得这是一个机会，让他们去征服那些曾经征服了他们的那些这个恶魔。
And the demons deprived of their leader, they were defeated by the demigods.
而这个恶魔的这个首领呢，就是在这个恶魔的这个首领领导下的这些恶魔们呢，就被这个半神人们给击败了。
Because And then the demigods, they took over all the places that they were occupied by the demons before.
然后半神人们他们就又收复了被恶魔们所拿走的那些地方。
They even plundered the palace, Hiranyakashipu's palace.
他们也占据了黑人亚克西普的宫殿。
And they arrested his wife,Kayadu.
他们还把他的黑人亚克西普的妻子卡亚杜给圈禁了起来，给劫持了。
Indra, the demigod Indra was carrying this lady with him.
天帝 Indra 呢，就把这位女士给嫁走了。
So at that time, Narada Muni appeared.
就在这时候呢 ，Narada Muni 就显现了。
Why you are treating this lady without any mercy?
你为什么毫无仁慈的去这样的对待这位女士呢
？Is this a chaste wife of another man? Why you are taking her away?
她只不过是另外一个男子的贞洁的妻子而已。你为什么要把她给掠走呢
？And King Indra explained this woman is carrying in her womb the seed of a great demon Hiranyakashipu. So we wanted to take her and to see when the baby is born. So we're going to take action.
Indra 就解释说呢，就这个女子的这个肚腹里面怀着大恶魔黑人亚克西普的儿子，所以呢，这也是一个恶魔的种。所以说呢，我们要把她给带走，直到她把这个孩子生下来，然后这会儿呢，我们就可以采取行动了。
Narada Muni said, "No, no, no, no. The child in the womb of this lady is not a demon."
然后呢，尔德穆尼就讲到了，不对，在这个女子杜甫子宫中的这个孩子呢，不是恶魔。
He's a very, very pious soul.
而他是一个非常非常虔诚的灵魂。
So the King Indra accepted the words of Narada Muni and released Kayadu.
Indra 呢，他就接受了尔德穆尼的话，所以呢，他就把卡亚杜给放了。
So Narada Muni took Kayadu with him to his ashram to protect her.
Narada Muni 呢就把卡亚杜给带到了他自己的修院里面，以此去保护他。
And assured her that he would protect her.
并且呢也这个确保向他确保他一定会保护他的。
Until her husband would return.
直到他的丈夫回来。
So naturally, Kayadu, she desired the safety of her child, the child in her womb.
所以就非常自然的，卡亚杜他实际上是非常的希望他的子宫里面的这个孩子是安全的。
So she stayed under the care of Narada Muni and served him with great devotion.
所以说呢，他也就接受了 Narada Muni 对他的这个保护，并且呢，怀着满怀的奉爱之情去服务 Narada Muni。
Narada Muni is naturally very kind to the fallen souls.
Narada Muni 呢，他很自然的会对堕落的灵魂展示他的怜悯之心。
He does not make distinction between friends and enemies.
对呢，他不会在敌人和朋友之间去做出任何的区分。
So he took very nice care of this lady and instructed her in transcendental knowledge, gave her transcendental knowledge.
所以呢，他呢就非常好的照顾了这位女士，并且呢还把超人的知识教导给了她。
So what happened while he was instructing his Kayadu, the baby in the womb was receiving these instructions.
对，发生了什么事情呢？就是当Narada Muni去教导Kayadu这个超人的知识的时候，在Kayadu的肚腹中的这个宝宝就听到了这些知识。
So the baby in the womb became enlightened by this transcendental knowledge while in the womb.
所以说呢，这个宝宝在妈妈的子宫里面的时候呢，就被这个超人的知识所点化了。
This is very important for all the mothers.
这个呢，对于所有的母亲来说呢，都是非常重要的。
Because mothers are very very proud of carrying their babies.
因为呢，当妈妈在怀着宝宝的时候呢，实际上是非常的骄傲的。
But oftentimes they forget what is their main responsibility.
但是大部分的时候呢，他们就忘记了他们最主要的职责到底是什么。
Their responsibility is not just to give birth to the baby.
那他们最主要的职责并不仅仅是把这个孩子给生出来。
Giving birth to babies, even the dogs and the cats can do.
因为就即便是啊猫啊狗啊，他们都是能够生孩子的。
Every living entity can give birth to a child.
所有的生物体他们都是可以生孩子的。
But the special opportunity that a mother devotee can give to a child is that he can give guidance even while the baby is in the womb.
那作为一个奉献者的母亲，她能够给这个孩子特别的这个事物是什么呢？就是当这个孩子在他的子宫里的时候，就可以给这个孩子以指导。
And a mother guides the baby in the womb not just by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, always chanting the holy name, but also by being very careful about what she eats, what she does.
妈妈她对于这个在子宫中的孩子这个教导，不仅仅是总是在念诵圣名和去阅读圣念波迦瓦坛，而是要非常的小心着去。注意着他自己所吃的这个东西，以及他所的，就是他所从事的活动，以及他的行为。
It's very, very important that the behavior of the mother, the behavior of the mother is very, very spiritual.
所以说呢，妈妈的这个行为举止呢是非常重要的。妈妈的这个灵性的这个修习，就灵性的行为是非常的重要的。
Because this can give a tremendous effect on the child.
因为这个呢，会给这个孩子非常大的一个影响。
You can see in the case of this Kayadu, she was serving Narada Muni with great devotion. She was listening to him, and the baby was benefiting from all that. So when he came out, he was a great devotee, Prahlad Maharaj.
所以呢，我们就可以看到 Kayadu 的这个。所以呢，我们就可以看到这个 Kayadu 他的这个展现的这个情形。当宝宝在他的子宫时候呢，他是满怀着奉爱之情去服务纳尔达穆尼，并且呢从纳尔达穆尼那里去接受这个超然的知识。所以说呢，这个就让这个宝宝呢非常的获益。
A very special soul, because the mother was very careful and because she was in association of a great saintly person.
那么因为那要使这个孩子呢成为了一个伟大的奉献者，后来。然后呢，这个孩子呢，就是由于在妈妈子宫中里面接受了妈妈她所做的这种奉爱之情，使得他呢也成为一个非常的特别的一个伟大的灵魂。
So while Prahlada was still in the womb of his mother and getting this spiritual education, meanwhile, the demigods in the heaven, they were feeling very disturbed by the scorching heat emanating from the head of Hiranyakashipu.
所以呢，当 Prahlada 在妈妈的子宫里面。和妈妈一起去接受这个灵性的这个知识，在这个这样的一种照顾之下的时候呢，这些半神人们，他们其实还是在忍受着黑人亚克西普在进行苦修的时候所绽放出来的这个焦灼的热力。
So they approach Lord Brahma for help.
所以呢，这些半神人们就找主 Brahma 去请求主 Brahma 的帮助。
So Lord Brahma, accompanied with other demigods, they went to see, Hiranyakashipu to pacify him.
所以说呢，主 Brahma 呢就和所有的这些半神人们就来见 Hiranyakashipu， 然后呢去安慰 Hiranyakashipu.
To convince him to stop his severe austerities.
以说服他呢去停止他现在所做的这个苦行。
When Lord Brahma saw Hiranyakashipu, he himself, who is the first created being, was so surprised to see the severity of this of Hiranyakashipu's austerities.
主 Brahma 呢，他是这个宇宙的最低的第一个生物体。那么当他看到 Hiranyakashipu 在经历了苦修以后所展现出来的这个样子了以后呢，主 Brahma 他也是大吃一惊。
He has never seen anyone practicing such austerities.
从来就没有看见过任何一个人去经历过这样的苦行。
The flesh, the skin and the flesh of the body of Hiranyakashipu was almost all eaten.
因为呢， 因为这个 Hiranyakashipu 他身上的这个血肉啊已经基本上被蚂蚁给吃光了。
His body was practically just bones.
他的这个身体呢现在其实就已经是骨头了。
And he was maintaining his bones alive.
而且呢他还能够让他的这个骨头是处在有生命的状态下。
He was keeping his life air circulating inside the bones.
嗯他呢让他的这个生命之气能够在他的这个骨头里面继续的循环着。
Lord Brahma was so amazed.
所以主 Brahma 呢觉得这事儿太不可思议了。
This is wonderful.
觉得这太美妙了。
You have certainly, you won my favor by your austerity, so I am prepared to give you any blessings you want.
那你呢是希望得到我给你在这样的这个苦行中的祝福，所以我现在已经做好了准备，你无论想要什么，我都可以给你。
At that time, Hiranyakashipu stopped his austerities.
那么也就在这会儿的时候呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 就停止了他的苦行。
But his body was just a skeleton.
但是他的这个身体呢，只是一副骨架。
So Lord Brahma from this water pot, there's always a water pot, carrying a water pot with the sacred water. He sprinkled that sacred water over the body of Hiranyakashipu and his body was renewed as a young, strong body.
因为这个主 Brahma 呢他手里面总是提着一个这个水罐，然后这个水罐里面呢是盛着圣水的，然后呢主 Brahma 呢就用这个水罐里面的这个圣水洒在了黑人艾克西普的身上，使得黑人艾克西普又恢复了身强力壮的一个身躯。
Immediately, Hiranyakashipu addressed Lord Brahma, "I want you to give me mortality."
然后呢，这个主，这个黑人艾克西普呢，立刻就对主 Brahma 说呢，我希望你能够赐我永生。
Lord Brahma said, "How can I give you immortality? Even me myself, I will die one day."
主 Brahma 说，我又怎么能够赐你永生呢？就连我自己有一天都会死去的。
But Hiranyakashipu was very, very, very intelligent.
但是呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 是非常非常的聪明的。
Then please grant me that I will never be killed by any created living being.
那么他说，那你就祝福我不会被任何的创造出来的生物体所杀死。
Lord Brahma said, "So be it."
那么主 Brahma 说，那好吧。
That I will not die inside or outside of any residence.
那么我也不会在任何的一个处所里的里边和外面死去。
That I will not die either in the daytime or night.
那我也不会在白天或者晚上死去。
I will not die on the ground or on the sky.
那我不会在天上，也不会在地上死去。
That I will never be killed by any living entity created by you.
那我也不会被您所创造出来的任何一个生物体所杀死。
That I will never be killed by any weapon.
我也不会被任何的武器所杀。
Lord Brahma said, "Yes, I can grant you all this."
那么主 Brahma 就说吧，那可以啊，我可以同意你所有的这些。
When he heard this.Hiranyakashipu cried very loud, "Now I am immortal. Now I am invincible."
然后听到这个话以后呢，Hiranyakashipu 他就大声的呼喊起来。他说，那现在呢，我是不可被征服的了。现在我是永生的了。
Now I can challenge Vishnu and I can avenge the death of my brother.
那么现在呢，我现在就可以去向主 Vishnu 去挑战了。我现在就可以为我的兄弟报仇了。
Because by these blessings, he thought that he could never be killed.
因为我有了这些祝福，他就觉得自己再也不会被杀死了。
And it's true. If you analyze these blessings, these requests, he actually could not be killed.
确实是这样的。如果我们要是去分析一下所有的这些这个他所得到的东西的话，那么确实是他是不可能被杀死的，死不了。
So Hiranyakashipu start conquering, getting back all whatever the demigods have taken. He got everything. He became the ruler of the whole universe.
这样的话，就是这个 Hiranyakashipu 他现在就去攻打了所有的这些半神人们，并且把半神们之前给收回去的那些腹地呢，又都给拿了回来。他现在就变成了宇宙之主了。
He forced the demigods to bow down to his feet.
他强迫这些半神人们顶拜在他的足下。
The only place he didn't occupy was the planet of Lord Brahma.
唯一他没有去攻打的地方就是主 Brahma 所在的星球。
Out of respect for Lord Brahma, he didn't occupy this planet.
出于他对主 Brahma 的尊敬之情，他没有去攻占主 Brahma 的星球。
He stopped all religious sacrifices.
他呢停止了所有的这些宗教的祭祀活动。
He became the supreme ruler of the whole universe.
他成了至尊，他成了整个的宇宙的至尊的控制者。
So during that time, his wife has returned to his palace.
那也就在这个时候呢，他的妻子呢回到了他的宫殿里面。
And gave birth to the son.
并且呢，把孩子给生了出来。
Prahlad Maharaj.
这个孩子就是 Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad was a reservoir of all wonderful qualities.
那 Prahlad 呢，他得到了所有的这些非常美妙的品质。
Totally the opposite of his father.
对呢，跟他的父亲呢完全是相反的。
He had totally control of his senses and mind.
而且呢，他是完全的控制了他的感官和心意的。
He was very kind to all living entities.
他对所有的生物体都非常的仁善。
He was the best, the best friend of everyone.
那么他是所有的人的好朋友。
In relation to seniors, he always behaved as a servant.
在长者面前呢，他总是把自己当成一位仆人。
To the poor, he was like a father.
对那些贫穷的人呢，他好像是一位父亲。
And to his equals, he was like a very, very, very dear brother.
和他相平等的这些人呢，他又像是一位亲热的兄弟。
He behaved always in a very humble manner.
对呢，他总是处在一个非常谦卑的一个举止之中。
He considered his teachers or spiritual masters.Or even older god brothers to be as good as the Lord Himself.
他把他的这个就是老师啊，还有就是他的这些灵性的这些老师们呢，以及呢就是他的灵性的这些兄弟们呢，都给认为像是主一样。
He was even though he was born in a very aristocratic family, he was totally free from any pride.
即便他是出生在一个这个皇室的家庭，是完全没有任何骄傲的。
So Prahlad came to age to go to school, 5 years old.
对 Prahlad 呢，就到了上学的年龄了。
So the father sent him to school and put him under the Hiranyakashipu put him under the care of the two sons of his own spiritual master, Sukracharya.
这个黑人克什布呢，就把帕拉马尔就送到学校里面去了，然后呢，让他自己的灵性导师苏格尔查拉的两个儿子去亲自的照顾黑人帕拉特。
So yes, the best demon teachers.
所以说呢，他就这个上的教恶魔的老师。
He was in the best university.
那他也在这个。最高等的学府里面念书。
Like nowadays, the parents are very, very proud of sending their children to the best universities of the country or the best universities of the world.
比如说像当今的这个社会呢，这些家长们就非常的骄傲的把他们的孩子送到，要不然就是本国的高等学府，或者说是送到世界的非常的著名的大学里面去念书。
To have the best materialistic education.
以此呢得到最棒的物质主义的教育。
And this is exactly what Prahlad was getting, a materialistic education.
这个也就是 Prahlad 所得到的，他得到了这个物质的教育。
Like in our schools and colleges and universities all over the world.
比如说我们现在在世界各地的这些大学啊，学院里面所给的这个教育是一样的。
No knowledge about God, no knowledge about devotion service.
那么在这些学校里面呢，就不会教大家关于神以及关于奉献服务的知识。
To learn politics, economics.
在这些学校里面呢，会学习政治，会学习经济方面的内容。
Only material matters.
只是这些物质的话题。
So after being some time in the school, Hiranyakashipu called his son.
对呢，在学校里面学了一段时间以后呢，亨瑞卡西布就把他的儿子给叫了过来。
And he was very affectionate to his son.
他的儿子是满怀着深情。
Please, my dear Prahlad, tell me what is your favorite subject in school.
我亲爱的 Prahlad, 你在学校里面学到的最喜欢的课题是什么呀？
Prahlad never addressed his father, or my dear father.
Never. 那么 Prahlad 呢，他从来就没有去以我亲爱的父亲这样的称呼去称呼他的父亲。
Never. Always addressed him, all best of the demons.
他总是称呼他为 这个众恶魔中的俊杰呀，他总是这样去称呼他的父亲。
All king of the demons.
恶魔之王啊。
So he said, I have learned what I have learned from my spiritual master.
那么我从我的灵性导师那里所学到的。
He didn't say what I learned in this school.
他并没有说我在学校里面所学到的。
What I learned from my spiritual master is that any person who accepts his temporary body and his temporary materialistic family as real,is always embarrassed with great anxiety.
那么我从我的灵性导师里面学到的内容就是，处在这个临时的这个身体里面，然后过着这个短暂临时的这个生活的人，他一直都是处在极大的焦虑之中的。
And because of so much anxiety, they are always suffering.
那么就是由于他一直是处在这种极大的焦虑之中，以至于他一直都是在受苦。
And eventually they will fall into a dark, dry well.
以至于呢，最终呢，他就会掉到一个非常的苦涩的、干涩的dry well 苦涩的、干涩的井里面。
If you fall into a dry well, you break your bones.
那么如果你要是掉到了一个干井里面，那这个骨头肯定就得摔断了。
And dry wells means they are places that are not inhabited and you may be lost there and die.
也就是说呢，这个干井，也就是说呢，在这个地方实际上是没有任何的人居住的，而且呢，掉到里面以后呢，最终就会死。
So such a person should leave home at once and go to the forest to take shelter of God.
所以这样的人呢，他其实就应该离开家庭，然后呢，去到森林里面去得到神的、得到主的庇护。
So when he heard this, Hiranyakashipu was very surprised.
所以当 Hiranyakashipu 听到他的儿子这么一讲以后呢，他觉得非常的惊讶。
He started laughing.
他就开始笑了起来。
Wow! How can the intelligence of this child be spoiled by the words of the enemy?
我这个孩子他怎么能够这样的充满了智慧，然后呢去说出这个关于敌人的这些话呢？
He called the teachers.
然后呢他就把这个老师就给叫来了。
You have to give special protection to this boy.
你必须要给这个孩子一些特别的保护。
Because he has been spoiled by the enemy. Somebody is infiltrating in a school.Some devotee of Vishnu has infiltrated in a school and is spoiling this child.
那么就这个 Vishnu, 可能是派了一些什么样的人，现在呢是驻扎在了这个学校里面。那让这样的人呢，就这样的这个 Vishnu 的这个奉献者呢，肯定是把Prahlad 给惯坏了。
So you have to give him a special care.
那么所以呢，你们一定要对他要这个小心的照顾。
So the teachers were very, very concerned and very worried about Prahlad being influenced by devotees.
对呢，这老师们呢，他们现在是担忧，他们就非常的担心着这个 Prahlad 被奉献者所影响了这件事情。
So they asked him, where did you get this knowledge?
所以呢，他就问 Prahlad, 你是从哪儿得到这些知识的呀？从哪儿学的呀？
How can you be your intelligence being polluted in such a way?
你的这个智性怎么就以这样的这种方式被污染了呢？
This is the problem of the parents.
对，这就是家长的问题了。
When the child in America, they say, if the child grows up and then has bad association and he gets into bad habits, the parents become very alarmed.
在美国是这样的，就是当这个孩子他得到了一些不好的这个涟漪之后呢，他就会生出一些不好的习惯。那么孩子的这些习惯就是对家长的一个报警，一个警醒。
So they feel very worried.
所以他们就觉得非常的着急担忧。
If their daughters become pregnant even before married, they become very worried.
如果他们的女儿在结婚之前要是怀孕了的话呢，他们肯定就特别的担忧。
But if they hear that their children had become devotees, oh, call the police, call the doctor, we have to do something.
但是呢，当他们听说自己的孩子成了奉献者以后呢，他们立刻就说，哎呀，我得赶紧叫警察，赶紧叫警察，我得干点什么什么。
What's the problem? What's happening here?
那这到底是发生了什么问题啊？这到底是怎么了？
So this is out of the teacher. They were so worried. How can this boy's intelligence be spoiled in such a way that now is taken on the side of the enemy.
所以说呢，这就是这些老师的担忧，就不觉得，就不明白这个孩子他的这个智性怎么就这样的被毁坏了，而且呢是被他们认为是敌人的这些人这样的影响着。
And Prahlad answered to them.
然后 Prahlad 就回答说，
I offer my respectful obeisance to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
我向至尊人格守神致以我前进的顶拜。
Because by his illusory potency, he creates in the minds of of people in this world the distinction between friend and enemy.
那么就是由于他的虚幻的这个能量，使得在这个世界里面的这些人们，他们会去区分敌人和朋友。
Now I can see on first experience, I can see this illusion of the Lord manifested.
那现在呢，就从这个体验里面，我就能够看到主的这个虚幻能量就这样的被显现了。
We are all servants of God.
我们都是神的仆人。
We are not different from one another.
我们彼此之间根本就没有任何的区别。
But people who don't accept existence of God, who don't worship God,
但是呢，作为那些没有接受神的人，以及不去崇拜神的人
，they always under this duality. This is a friend. This is an enemy.
他们总是处在这样的二元性的影响之下，他们会认为这是朋友，那是敌人。
It is the supreme personality of Godhead who give me this association to take the to associate with his devotees.
所以呢，是至尊人格守神给了我这样的联谊，让我能够去联谊和这些奉献者们联谊。
So I'm then naturally attracted by the devotees.
所以说呢，我也就非常自然的被奉献者所吸引。
Oh, the teachers were so furious.
那这样就使这些老师们暴怒。
Get a stick, let's punish this boy.
拿个棍儿来，让我们好好的要去惩罚一下这个孩子。
It's damaging our good name.
因为他把我们的这个名声都给毁了。
So constantly threatened Prahlad.
所以呢，他们就这样不断的去恐吓 Prahlad.
And again start educating him on materialistic topics, how to make money, how to enjoy sense pleasure.
然后呢，又开始去教他所有的这些物质的话题，怎么赚钱呀，怎么去进行感官享乐。
Wow, looks like education nowadays.
看起来就像是我们今天所受的教育。
That's what all the parents want, that child can make good money and they can enjoy their senses.
那么这就是所有的家长希望他们的孩子所能够得到的，知道他们的孩，让他们孩子知道怎么去赚钱，怎么去享受他们的感官。
So Prahlad was pretending to learn all these things.
所以说呢 ，Prahlad 他就装着在学所有的这些知识。
So So after some time, they thought that Prahlada now was getting a good education. They brought him back to his father.
就过了一段时间以后呢，他们觉得 Prahlada 应该是这个学到了很多知识，所以说呢，就把 Prahlada 又带到了他的父亲的身边。
So when Prahlada came and offered obeisance to his father,
Prahlada 来到了父亲面前，然后呢，向他的父亲顶拜。
So Hiranyakashipu embraced his child with so much affection.
Hiranyakashipu 呢，满怀深情地拥抱了他的孩子。
He was smiling and he was so affectionate looking at the face of his little child.
他笑着，然后这个满怀着爱地看着他的这个小孩，看着他的小宝宝。
For so long, you have been learning so much from your teachers.
那这么长时间，你都一直在和你的老师在学习。
Please let me know what is the best of all that knowledge you receive from your teachers.
让我知道一下，让我知道一下，你和你老师那学到的最好的这个知识是什么呀？
And Prahlad Maharaj starts saying, yes, hearing, chanting about the holy names, about the form, the qualities and pastimes of the Lord.
是啊。那么从老学到的就是去聆听和唱诵圣名，以及呢去了解主的形象和逍遥时光的话题。
Remembering the Lord.
去记着主。
Serving his lotus feet.
服务他的莲花足。
Worshipping him.
崇拜他。
Offering praise to the Lord.
向主祈祷。
Become his menial servant.
成为他卑微的仆人。
Consider him as our best friend.
把他认为是我们的最好的朋友。
And surrendering everything to him.
并把所有的一切都臣服于他。
These are the 9 process of devotional service.
那么这个其实就是我们的奉爱服务的九项程序。
And any person who has developed who has dedicated his life to engage in one or all of these items of devotional service, such a person has acquired complete knowledge.
那么如果一个人呢，他在任何这个九项奉献服务的任何一个方面得到了这个知识的话，或者是触碰了其中的一点的话，那么他其实都得到了完美的知识，完整的知识。
Hiranyakashipu starts trembling with rage.
这回可把 Hiranyakashipu 给气坏了。
What is this nonsense?
这到底都是些什么样的胡说八道呀？
He told the teacher, what kind of brahmanas are you?
然后呢，他就问这些老师们，你们到底都是些什么样的婆罗门呢？
You have disobeyed my order.
因为你们两人根本就没有按照我的意思去做。
You also have taken shelter of my enemy.
而且你们其实也得到了我的敌人的庇护。
How can you have taught this boy about devotional service to Vishnu?
你们怎么可能去教这个孩子关于对 Vishnu 的奉献服务的话题呢？
But the teachers were saying, we didn't ever taught anything like that.
但是老师说我们从来没有教过他关于任何这方面的知识。
He has a spontaneous attraction for these spiritual things.
那么他呢，其实是自发的对这些灵性的事物有吸引。
Please do not accuse us. We are not responsible for this.
请你不要指责我们，这跟我们没关系，这不是我们的所在的指责。
Hiranyakashipu turned to his son, "You rascal!"
然后 Hiranyakashipu 就对着他的孩子说，你这个流氓。
You are the most fallen member of our family.
你是我们家里面的一个败类。
If your teacher did not teach you, where did you get this knowledge from?
那如果要是你的老师没有教你这些知识的话，你到底是从哪儿学的这些东西？
Prahlad Maharaj said, people will accept a blind man as a leader.
那么 Prahlad Maharaj 就说，如果人们要是接受一位目盲的人为他的领袖，
they can never understand the purpose of life.
他们永远都没有办法理解生命的真意。
They can never understand that the goal of life is to go back to Godhead and engage in the pure devotional service.
所以他们根本就没有办法理解这个生命的目标就是回到守神的身边，并且为守神去从事奉献服务。
One Anyone who is addicted to materialistic way of life.
任何一个沉醉在物质生就是物质生活上的人。
He can never understand or be convinced about Krishna consciousness.
那么他永远都不可能去理解 Krishna 知觉，也不可能被 Krishna 知觉所说服。
Even if they hear from others,
即便是他们从其他人那里听到了这个话题，
they cannot accept.
他们也没有办法去接受。
So there is no hope for this type of people.
所以呢，对于这样的人来说呢，他们是没有任何希望的。
Only if they take shelter of the lotus feet of a devotee of the Lord.
那么唯一的希望呢，就是托庇在一位主的奉献者的莲花足下。
Then they can become freed from this materialistic contamination.
这样他才能够摆脱这个物质主义的污染。
When Prahlad Maharaj was talking like that, Hiranyakashipu was so enraged.
那么当 Prahlad Maharaj 这样在讲述的时候呢， Hiranyakashipu 可是气坏了。
He threw him to the ground.
愤怒之极，他就把这个 Prahlad Maharaj 给扔到了地上。
He called the guards, kill him!
然后他就把他的这个侍卫叫过来说，把他给杀死。
He has become a devotee of Vishnu, my enemy.
因为他现在已经成为了我的敌人，他是 Vishnu 的奉献者。
He's becoming the devotee of the murderer of my brother.
而且呢，他成为了杀死我的兄弟的人的奉献者。
He's like a poison member of the family.
那么他就好像是我们这个家庭里面的那个毒害者。
He must be killed without delay.
所以呢，他现在立刻就应该被处死。
So the demonic guards, the demonic soldiers, they try to kill Irani, to kill Prahlad in so many different ways.
所以呢，这些具有恶魔心态的这些这个侍卫们呢，就用各种各样的方式想要去杀死Prahlad Maharaj.
They tried so many horrible ways, they could not kill him.
他们用了各种各样的非常可怕的方法要去杀死他，但是都没有办法把他杀死。
They want to cut his body with their tridents.
他们想用他们的这个三叉戟去把这个 Prahlad Maharaj 的身体给切碎。
They threw him beneath mad elephants, the feet of mad elephants.
然后呢，把这个 Prahlad 呢给扔到了这些风象的脚下。
They threw him into a pit full of fearful, deadly snakes.
然后呢，又把他给扔到了有好多好多的可怕的这个毒蛇的这个蛇洞里面。
They threw him from the top of the hill.
然后又把他从高山之上往下扔了下去。
They tried to boil him in oil.
而且呢，又想把他从这个在这个油锅里面去炸他。
They gave him poison.
然后给他下毒。
They threw heavy stones to crush him.
而且呢，还用这个大石头去砸他。
But Prahlad was always unharmed.
但是呢，普拉德他总是没有办法被伤害。
Because he was constantly remembering the Lord.
因为他是恒常不断的去记着主。
Constantly he was meditating on the Lord, thinking of the Lord, and because of that, no harm happened to him. He was totally protected.
所以呢，他就在恒常不断的、持续不断的去记着主，也就是因为这个原因呢，他一直都在主的保护之下，所以呢，就没有什么东西能够伤害得了他。
Hiranyakashipu became very worried.
这样一来，就是 Hiranyakashipu 变得非常的担忧。
He did not know what to do next.
现在不知道该怎么办了。
The teachers, they came and they said, let us try to teach him again and again to see if he can change his mentality.
这个老师就建议说呢，那我们现在再教教他，我们再好好的教教他，看看我们的这个不断的这个教学能不能这个影响他。
So again, they start, you know, giving all this materialistic teaching.
所以呢，现在呢，这些老师们呢，又开始给他传授所有的这些物质上的教导。
But any time the teachers who leave the classroom, Prahlad would start preaching to his classmates.
但是呢，只要这个老师一离开教室，普拉德就开始向他的这些同学们进行传教。
Speak about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, teaching about the pastimes of the Lord.
然后就开始去讲关于 Krishna 知觉的这个哲学理念，然后呢，去给他们说关于主的这些逍遥故事。
Engage them in kirtan and dancing.
然后让他们一起来唱 kirtan， 一起跳舞。
The boys, they like Prahlad.
这些孩子们呢，很喜欢 Prahlad。
Because he had a very wonderful nature.
因为 Prahlad 呢，他有一个非常美妙的这个本性。
But they say, but we are young boys. We can do all this practice when we become older, when we become mature. Now we are children. Let us just enjoy.
那这个还就是这些同学们都说呢。他说我们呀现在都还是孩子，所以我们现在就应该高高兴兴快快乐乐的去享受。那么您说的所有的这些活动呢，等我们这个长大了以后，岁数再大点的时候呢，我们可以去从事。
But Prahlad now said from the beginning of one's life, we should start this devotional practice.
但是 Prahlad 就说呢，不是这样的，我们应该在生活之初、生命之初的时候就应该去进行所有的这些奉献的修习。
It's very, very rare to achieve a human birth.
得到人类的这个身形是非常非常罕见的。
Human body.Is the best facility we have to perform devotional service to the Lord.
那么我们所得到的这个人类的身形呢，是去为主去进行奉献服务的最好的身形。
This human form of life is the only form that affords us, give us the opportunity, the chance to return back to Godhead.
这个人类的身形是唯一的给了我们一个能够去回到守神身边的机会的身形。
This is the best thing we have to do.
所以呢，这个是我们应该做的最好的事情。
And this is the most natural thing for every human being to do.
而且呢，这也是作为每一个人应该做的最本真的事情。
To develop love and devotion for the Lord.
也就是说呢，去培养出对主的爱以及对主的奉献之情。
Because the Lord is the most beloved friend of every living entity, the well-wisher of all.
因为主他是每一个生物体的好朋友，是每一个人的祝福者。
Sense gratification is just a loss of time.
这个感官享乐它不过是浪费时间而已。
And there is no spiritual benefit in that.
而且在这些事情里面呢，也不会得到任何的灵性的益处。
But if you try to serve the Lord even from our very tender age, then certainly we can eventually attain perfection and self-realization.
但是呢，如果我们要是从这个非常小的这个年纪就试图去服务主的话，那么我们最终呢，其实是能够得到我们的这个救赎，以及最后能够得到我们的这个完美的境地的。
The boys, they appreciated very much this talking of Prahlad.
What is very much?
The boys, they really appreciate his instruction.
那么这个 Prahlad Maharaj 对这些孩子们的这个教导呢，使这些孩子们非常的赞赏和感激。
And they took it very, very seriously.
而且呢，他们是对于帕拉的这个教导呢，是非常的认真的去听从的。
But the teachers became very afraid.
那这样的话，就是这些老师们可是吓坏了。
They saw that this association with Prahlad was going to become a great disturbance in the school because all the teachers were being affected by his association.
我发现呢，就是和这个帕拉的这个联谊啊。使得这个学校里面就会是一个非常大的一个巨大的一个打扰，因为所有的这些老师们现在也都已经被 Prahlad 给影响了。
So when they saw this, they took Prahlad to their father and explained the situation.
所以有一天呢，他们就把这个 Prahlad 就给带到了他们 他的父亲的这个面前，并且呢向他的父亲去解释了现在的这个状况。
Hiranyakashipu was so furious.
Hiranyakashipu 愤怒暴怒。
But Prahlada came to see him in a very fearful manner, very peaceful, very mild, very gentle.
但是呢 Prahlada Maharaj 呢他的这个心态呢却是非常的平和的，非常的温柔的，而且呢也是非常的平静的。
But the father was so angry with him.
但是呢他的父亲呢就是如此的愤怒，可生了巴拉达的气了。
You are just a stupid troublemaker.
你呢就是这么一个蠢的这个麻烦的制造者。
You want to violate my power.
那你呢现在实际上是想要卸掉我所有的这些力量。
You rascal, you don't know me.
你这个流氓，你根本就不知道我到底是谁。
Even simply by moving my eyebrows, all the great demigods become very fearful.
我只是稍微挑一下我的眉毛，所有的这些伟大的半神人们都会非常的害怕。
What kind of power have you that you are becoming so impudent, so fearless?
那么你到底有些什么样的力量呢？让你变得如此的无畏。
Where from did you get this power?
那你到底是从哪弄的这些力量呢？
Prahlada very calm, he said, my dear king of the demons, the source of the power I have is the same as the source of the powers you have.
那么 Prahlada Maharaj 呢，他非常的平静的对他的父亲说，众恶魔之王啊。我所拥有的这个力量和您所拥有的这个力量的源泉是一样的，是一个。
We are all our powers are coming from the Supreme Lord. We are all under His control.
那我们的这个力量呢，都来自于至尊荣格守神，我们都是在他的控制之下的。
But Hiranyakashipu could not accept there was some being superior to him.
那么 Hiranyakashipu 呢是没有办法接受有一些什么其他的人比他还要更加的有力量。
What do you mean you talking about your God, your Vishnu? Where is him?
那么你所谈的在你嘴里面的这个神，这个 Vishnu, 到底是谁呀？他到底在哪儿啊？他在哪儿啊？
Prahlada very calm said, he's everywhere.
Prahlada 非常的平静，他说呢，他无处不在。
So Hiranyakashipu pointed to a big pillar at the entrance of the palace. You mean is that your God is there inside the pillar?
然后黑人杰克西布就指着一根柱子，然后对普拉德说，你的意思是说你口中的那个神就在这根柱子里面吗？
And very calm, Prahlada said, yes, he is there.
普拉德非常的平静说，是，他就在那里。
Actually, Prahlada Maharaj was seeing already the Lord inside the pillar.
事实上 Prahlada Maharaj 这会儿已经看到了主就在那根柱子里面。
So Hiranyakashipu became so enraged, he took his sword and he was going to kill his son Prahlad.
所以说呢，这个就深深的激怒了 Hiranyakashipu, 他举起了他的剑，就立刻要杀死他的儿子。
At that moment when he was going to strike Prahlad Maharaj, the pillar broke with a terrible sound.
那么就在他要用他的剑去刺 Prahlad Maharaj 的时候，这根柱子就在惊雷一般的响声中断开了。
A big explosion.
是一个特别大的一个爆炸。
And this very terrifying creature came out of the pillar.
一个非常的令人恐怖的一个身形就从这个柱子里面跳了出来。
Half man, half lion.
这个身形呢，它是一个半人半狮的形象。
With a fearful, fearful face of a lion.
它的这个脸呢，是一个非常的狰狞的、恐怖的一个狮子的脸。
With a very, very sharp tongue coming from his mouth.
一个尖利的舌头从它的这个嘴里面吐了出来。
With his eyes reddish.
它的眼睛呢，是这个发红。
Huge form,
非常巨大的一个身形。
So frightening,
而且呢是 非常的狰狞和恐怖。
Hiranyakashipu was very shocked to see this form of the Lord.
而 Hiranyakashipu 看到了主的这个形象了以后呢，是很震惊。
But still, he was convinced that he was invincible and he was immortal.
但他依然这会儿还觉得他自己是不可被征服的，而且呢是永生的。
So he took up his club and his sword and he tried to fight against that form of the Lord.
所以呢，他就举起了他的大棍，以及举起了他的这个剑，就要和主的这个身形进行抗争。
Even though that form of the Lord was so much bigger than him.
即便是主的这个形象呢，要比他自己的这个身形要大得多。
Now finally the Lord was having an opportunity to have a good fight.
那所以现在呢，主他终于有了一个可以去好好的打斗一番的机会。
And for many hours they fought and fought and fought.
所以呢，他们一连就打斗了好多好多个小时。
At one time, the club of Hiranyakashipu fell to the ground.
就那么一刻呢，黑人卡西布手上举的这个棍呢，就掉到了地上。
So he was without any weapon.
所以他就没有任何的武器了。
He was defenseless.
所以他现在就没有任何的保护了。
But the Lord very kindly picked up his mace, his club, and gave him.
但主呢就非常的这个仁慈的把他的这根棍儿给捡了起来，然后把棍儿又还给了他。
He wanted him to continue the fight.
因为他想让他继续打。
And they fought and they fought and the Lord was really very pleased with that fight.
然后他们俩又接着打呀打呀打呀，主打得可开心了。
But the time has arrived.
但是呢，这个时间到了。
It was after the sunset.
这会儿已经是太阳落山的时候了。
Evening was about to come.
所以呢，这个晚上就要来了。
The Lord decided to kill him at that time.
所以呢，主呢就决定在这会儿的时候呢，把他给打死。
So with one of his hands, he picked up the body of Hiranyakashipu.
所以呢，他就用一只手，把 Hiranyakashipu 的这个身体给抓了起来。
And put it in his Nrisimhadeva sat at the entrance of the palace and put Hiranyakashipu on his lap.
然后呢，李辛格 Dev 呢，他就坐在了这个Hiranyakashipu 的这个宫殿的这个入口的那个门槛的那个地方，然后呢，把黑人卡西布呢就放在了他自己的腿上。
Yet, Hiranyakashipu got the blessing that he would not be killed either in the sky or on the ground.
因为呢，这个黑人卡西布他得到了这个祝福，他不能够在天上或者在地上被杀死。
So he was on the lap of the Lord. He was neither in the sky or on the ground.
所以他现在呢，实际上是置身在主的大腿之上的，所以他没有在天上，也没有在地上。
Yet gotten the blessing that you would not be killed by any weapon.
而且呢，他还得到了一个祝福，就是不会被任何的武器所杀。
So the Lord was about to kill him with his own nails.
所以说呢，主呢就要用他自己的指甲把他给弄死。
He was not supposed.He got the blessing that he would not be killed either in the day or in the night.
而且呢，黑人卡西布还得到了一个祝福，就是说他不会在晚上或者也不会在白天被杀死。
At that time was neither day nor night.
那么这会儿呢，也不是白天，也不是晚上。
Was just in between.
只是在那两者之间的那个。
He also was blessed that you would not be killed. You would not be killed inside or outside of any residence.
而且呢，他也不会在任何一个这个建筑的里面或者外面被杀死。
He was right at the entrance of the palace, was neither inside nor outside.
那他现在呢，实际上是在这个宫殿的入口的那个地方，所以他没有在里面，也没有在外面。
He also got the blessing that you would not be killed by any creature created by Lord Brahma.
而且呢，他还得到了一个祝福，就是不会被。由主 Brahma 所创造出来的任何一个生物体所杀死。
This form of Nrisimhadeva was not created by Lord Brahma.
那主Nrisimhadeva的这个形象呢，不是被主 Brahma 给产生出来的。
So in this way, Lord Nrisimhadeva, in order to preserve the blessings of Lord Brahma, killed Hiranyakashipu in this particular way.
所以说呢，就为了要去保持着主 Brahma 对 Hiranyakashipu 的这个祝福，所以说呢，Nisimhadev 就在这样一个特定的一个状态下杀死了 Hiranyakashipu。
Later on, when he met Lord Brahma,
后来Nisimhadev 见到主 Brahma 的时候
，he scolded him，
他斥责了他。
Never give this type of blessings to demons.
永远都不要把这样的祝福给恶魔。
So now Nrisimhadeva was about to kill Hiranyakashipu by opening his chest and his abdomen with his nails.
那么现在呢，也就到了主Nrisimhadeva要杀死Hiranyakashipu的时候了。那么他呢，就是用他的指甲撕扯开了黑人开始布的胸膛。
It was blood all over the place.
这样就使这个血流的到处都是。
It was a very ghastly scene.
所以呢，就是这个场景呢，实际上是非常的恶心的。
The Lord even took the intestines of Hiranyakashipu and put around his own neck as a garland.
主呢，甚至于把黑人开始布的这个肠子都给扯了出来。然后把它当成这个花环一样套在他的脖子上。
And because of that, at that time, that moment, Hiranyakashipu became totally purified.
那么也就是因为这么做了，使得在这一刻的时候呢，使得 Hiranyakashipu 得到了全然的净化。
Even the killing, when the Lord kills in a very ghastly way, is still very purifying.
即便是这样的杀戮，以及呢，这个主他是在一个非常恶心的一种状态下杀死了Hiranyakashipu，那么也是非常的具有净化力的。
So all the other demons start coming rushing to avenge the death of Hiranyakashipu and try to fight against Lord Nrisimhadev。
那其他的这些恶魔们呢，都冲了上来，他们呢就是想要为这个Hiranyakashipu的这个死报仇，所以呢，他们都向这个主Nrisimhadev冲了过来，要打他。
Lord Nrisimhadev was roaring, killing all the demons in the same way with his nails.
主Nrisimhadev 呢就大声的吼叫着，然后呢以同样的用他的指甲杀死Hiranyakashipu的这个方式杀死了所有的这些恶魔们。
Even the demigods in the upper planets, they were terrified by the roaring of the Lord.
即便是在天堂的这些半神人们，他们都被主Nrisimhadev的这个吼叫声给吓坏了。
They have never heard such a sound.
因为他们从来没有听过这样的声音。
On one side, they were happy that finally Hiranyakashipu and all his demons they were killed.
但是呢，从另外一个方面来讲呢，他们又特别的开心。因为呢 Hiranyakashipu 以及所有的这些恶魔们呢都被杀死了。
But on the other side, they were terrified by the anger of Lord Nrisimhadev.
但是从另外一方面来讲呢，他们又被主Nrisimhadev的这个愤怒给吓坏了。
Nobody could approach the Lord to pacify him.
没有任何一个人敢来到主的这个面前去安慰他。
Even the great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they didn't dare to approach him.
那么即便是这些伟大的半神人们，比如像主 Brahman, 像主 Shiva, 都不敢靠近他。
He was so fearful.
因为太可怕了。
And he was still roaring, moving his arms here and there, so even after killing all the demons.
而且呢，就即便是在杀死了所有这些恶魔之后呢，主Nrisimhadev依然在大声的吼叫着，而且呢，他的这个手臂呢，也在四处的挥舞着。
The Lord is the origin of everything, so he is also the origin of anger.
那么主呢，他是万事万物的源泉，所以说呢，他也是愤怒的源泉。
So when the Lord becomes angry, it's nobody's match.
所以说呢，当主真的发怒以后呢，没人能跟他相比。
So they didn't know what to do to pacify the Lord.
所以呢，他们根本就不知道该怎么办去安慰主。
Even Lakshmi Devi, his consort, he could not approach him. She was so fearful.
那么即便是主的这个伴侣 Lakshmi Devi 都不敢上前去，因为他也
never seen her husband in that terrible form.
她从来没有看见过她的丈夫出现在这样的一个可怕的身形之中。
Because Lord Nrisimhadeva is there in Vaikuntha planets.
因为主尼辛德他确实是在维昆特星宿里的。
But it's a Narayana form.
但是呢，他的这个身形呢是 Narayana 的四臂的形象。
Looks very beautiful, very peaceful.
非常美，而且也非常的平静。
But the Lord has manifested this form for this pastime, and now this form he has never seen before.
但是主呢，他就为了要上演这个逍遥而展现了这个身形，而这个身形呢，以前从来就没有展示过，大家都没见过。
So finally, Brahma has requested the little boy Prahlad, please go try to pacify the Lord.
所以呢，最后呢，主 Brahma 呢就推着这个小孩子小男孩 Prahlad 说：“哎，你赶紧去，赶紧去，去。”
They gave him a garland, say, you give him this garland to the Lord.
嗯，他们就给 Prahlad 一个花环，对 Prahlad 说，你把这个花环带给主。
And Prahlad just walked very fearless.
那么主，这个小 Prahlad 呢，是完全无畏的走在了，往前走着。
He was so pleased to meet the Lord.
嗯，他要能见到主，他可开心了。
And the Lord, when he saw little Prahlad coming,
那么当主看着小 Prahlad 来了以后呢
His anger subsided.
那他的这个愤怒呢就被减少了。
He's totally changed his mood.
然后他这会儿的这个情绪呢彻底的改变了。
He became very peaceful.
他现在变得非常的平和。
And it very affectionate to little Prahlad.
而且呢他是满怀深情的对着小 Prahlad。
Tears were rolling from his eyes.
而且他的眼睛里面流淌出了泪。
To remember how Prahlad had been harassed so much by his father.
因为他现在记起了小 Prahlad 是如何的被他的父亲迫害着。
He had so much affection for Prahlad.
而且呢，他对 Prahlad 有那么多的爱。
Just like a mother lion has affection for her cubs.
那么就好像是一个狮妈妈对她的狮宝宝的那样的爱一样。
So he picked up Prahlad from the ground.
所以呢，他就从地上把 Prahlad 给抱了起来。
He allowed Prahlad to put the garland around his neck.
而且呢，他也让 Prahlad 把这个花环戴在了他的脖子上。
And then he started patting the head of Prahlad.
然后他就开始去拍小 Prahlad 的头。
And licking his body with his fearful tongue.
然后呢，用他那个非常可怕的舌头去舔普拉德的身体。
Like a mother lion does to his cubs.
那么就好像是狮妈妈去舔他的狮宝宝一样。
The Lord was manifesting his fatherly affection for Prahlad.
所以呢，主呢就以这样的方式呢，向普拉德去展现着他的父爱。
He was so happy with Prahlad.
他非常的喜欢普拉德，而且也非常的开心。
So he called Prahlad, my dear Prahlad, you.Whatever blessing you want, I'll give you.
然后对 Prahlad 说，哎呀，我亲爱的 Prahlad, 你想要什么祝福呀，我都会给你的。
Prahlad Maharaj said, My dear Lord, I'm just offering you devotional service. I'm not doing business with you.
Prahlad 对主说，我亲爱的主啊，我只是向您做着我的奉献服务，我并没有要跟您做交易和做生意。
I'm not a merchant that expects a contribution.
所以呢，我不是一个想要得到回报的商人。
I'm just your devotee. I don't want anything.
我只是你的奉献者而已，我什么也不想要。
But the Lord insisted. But any wish, any wish.
但是呢，主呢，他就这个坚持说，任何的想法，任何的愿望。
Prahlad Maharaj, for me, I don't have any desire, my dear Lord.
Prahlad Maharaj 说呢，我亲爱的主啊，对于我来说，我没有任何的愿望。
If you really want to give me some blessing, please bless my father, forgive him for his offenses, and liberate him.
那么，如果你真的要是给我任何的祝福的话呢？那请您把这个祝福给我的父亲，请你原谅他所有的这些冒犯，请你给他解脱。
Nrisimhadev, your father said your father is already liberated.
那么，Nrisimhadev就说呢，你的父亲已经解脱了。
Not only your father, but 10 generations before you, 10 generations after you are already liberated because of your devotion.
而且呢，就是因为你的这种奉爱之情，使得不仅你的父亲得到了解脱， 而且呢，在你之上的时代以及在你之后的时代都已经得到了解脱。
But what about you, Prahlad? I want to give you some blessing.
但是你呢 Prahlad, 我想给你一些祝福。
Prahlad said, My dear Lord, I am not anxious about my deliverance.
那么 Prahlad 就说呢，我亲爱的主啊，我对于我自己的这个解脱，我一点也没有任何的焦虑。
I'm not even anxious about living in this material world.
那么我对于生活在这个物质世界其实也没有任何的想法。
I have no anxiety because I've taken shelter of your lotus feet.
因为我在您的莲花足的这个保护之下，所以我没有任何的焦灼。
But I'm anxious for those persons who are not Krishna conscious.
但是呢，我却焦虑着那些没有 Krishna 知觉的人。
That is my anxiety.
那么那些都是我的这个焦虑所在。
For myself, I have no anxiety.
那么对于我自己来说呢，我没什么可担忧的。
But I'm thinking about those who are not Krishna conscious.
但是我心里面惦记着那些没有 Krishna 知觉的人。
There are many saintly persons and great sages who are interested in their own liberations.
那么有很多非常伟大的这些圣人们，这些圣洁的人士们，他们只是在想着他们自己的解脱。
They go and live in solitary places.
他们会住在僻静之地。
They avoid ordinary people.
他们会远离这些普通的人们，世俗的人们。
They don't talk with anyone.
他们也不会跟任何人去交谈。
They don't mix with other people.
他们也不会和其他的人混杂而居。
Because they are afraid of becoming contaminated and fall down.
因为他们害怕被污染，并且变得堕落。
They are very concerned about their own liberation.
所以呢，他们非常的担忧着他们自己的解脱。
But I am not interested in that.
但是我对此并没有任何的兴趣。
I'm just concerned about others who are bereft of Krishna consciousness.
我只是担心着。那些没有 Krishna 知觉的人。
So let me stay in the material world if necessary.
对，如果要是有必要的话呢，请您让我留在这个物质世界。
But please liberate all these conditioned souls.
但是请您去解脱所有的这些受条件限制的灵魂吧。
This is one of the reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved so much to hear the story of Prahlad Maharaj.
这是其中的一个原因，为什么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 如此的愿意去聆听关于 Sri Prahlad Maharaj 的逍遥。
He's just a little innocent boy.
因为他只是一个天真无邪的小男孩。
But his devotion is so great.
但是他的奉献之情却是如此的伟大。
And he's the right devotion that only a great soul that I have so much compassion for the conditioned souls.
而且呢，他是这样一个伟大的这个灵魂，他对于这些受条件限制的灵魂有如此深的怜悯之情。
And this is the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came.
而且也就是这个原因，使得 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 会降临来，就会降临而来。
He came to save, to give liberation to all the conditioned souls.
因为他来呢，就是为了要给这些受条件限制的这些灵魂们以解脱。
Not just liberation, but give them an opportunity to attain his pure love.
而且呢，不仅是给他们以解脱，而是给他们一个机会能够达到纯粹的爱。
For everyone, Lord Chaitanya came to give that gift to everyone.
而且是给每一个人。主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到这里是要为了把这个纯爱去给予每一个人。
And this is what Prahlad Maharaj wanted to give also.
而且呢，这个也是 Sri Prahlad Maharaj 他想给予人们的。
He wanted everyone to be saved.
他希望每一个人都能够得到拯救。
Later on, Prahlad Maharaj also came in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
后来呢，主 Chaitanya 这个 Prahlad Maharaj 他也来到了这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥之中。
He was a very humble, very, very merciful devotee.
那么他是一位非常的仁慈的以及非常的有谦卑之情的奉献者。
His name was Vasudeva Dutt.
那么这个人的名字呢就叫 Vasudeva Dutt.
And Vasudeva Dutt approached Lord Chaitanya.
而 Vasudeva Dutt 呢他来到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前。
And he told the Lord.
他对主说
Please let all this karma of these conditioned souls in this material world fall upon me.
他说呢，请让在这个物质世界里面的所有受条件限制灵魂的业报全部都降临到我的身上吧。
Let me take all the reactions of their sinful activities.
让我去接受所有的这些罪恶的业报的反应。
And then take all of them back to Godhead.
但是您要把他们都带回到守神的身边去。
So this is the extent of Prahlad Maharaj's mercy.
那么所以这个呢，就是 Prahlad Maharaj 的仁慈的扩展。
This is a mercy that we see in Srila Prabhupada.
那么这个呢，也是我们在舍勒帕帕的身上所见到的仁慈。
And many of his followers.
以及呢，在他的很多的追随者身上所见到的人。
Their own anxiety is to help others to become Krishna conscious.
他们唯一的焦虑就是能够帮助其他的人，也能够变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
That's their only suffering.
这是他们唯一所感受到的痛苦。
They suffer because of seeing others suffering.
他们之所以痛苦，是因为他们看到了其他的人在痛苦。
That's their own anxiety.
这是他们的唯一的焦虑。
So this is the beautiful lesson that we get from this wonderful story.
那么，所以这个呢，就是我们在这个非常美妙的故事里面所得到的美丽教导。
We should all be anxious because of seeing that so many people are not Krishna conscious.
那么我们呢，当看到这么多人没有 Krishna 知觉的时候呢，我们都应该有这种焦灼之心。
So in our little or big ways, we should try to give Krishna consciousness to others.
所以说呢，我们都应该按照尽自己的这种绵薄之力，去把 Krishna 知觉给予其他的人。
By trying to follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj.
让我们努力地去追随是 Prahlad Maharaj 的足迹。
Jai Prahlad Maharaj ki, Jai Shinshingadev ki, Jai Hiranyakashipu ki, Jai. Okay. If there are any questions.
看看有没有任何的问题。
It's not a type of lecture to attract questions.
Yeah, but we do have two questions here.
Oh, we do have two questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one. 谢谢 Maharaj 的讲课。请问主你心哈显现届时到黄昏。前一段时间中国奉献者过主 Rama 显现日时届时到日落，而 Mayapur 届时到中午，好几年了。又听说 Vishnu, Vishnu, Vat, Takwa,显现日一般都届时到晚上，而且破戒都是爱卡达西餐，但是雄猪瓦拉哈和主瓦玛呢显现日都届时到中午，对这些说法有点糊涂了，请顾澄清，谢谢 Hare Krishna. Thank you Maharaj for your beautiful lecture. So my question is that for the Lord Nishinha's appearance day, we're supposed to fast to the dustAnd a while ago, when we have this, the appearance day for Lord Rama, the Chinese devotees fasted to the, dust. However, the Mayapur fasted to the noon. They have really done that for years. And we also heard that, for the Vishnu's appearance day is also fasted to the night.And also we break that fast with the Akadasi meal. So, for the, Varaha's, appearance day and the Vamana's appearance day, we only fasted to the noon. So there were lots of, different times for the fasting. We're a little bit confused about all the time. Is it okay for you to clarify with us about all of this? Thank you very much.
If we follow the calendar, but when we know when this, the time of the appearance of the Lord is known, then we fast until that time. Like in the case of Lord Ramachandra, we know that he appeared at noontime. So we fast until noontime.
Okay, 那么其实我们呢，就是届时呢，是根据我们的这个日历来届时的。但如果我们要是能够明确的知道主他降临的这个时间的话，那我们就届时到那个时间，比如说像主 Rama, 那么我们知道他是在这个中午的时候降生的，所以说我们这届时就届时到中午。
We know also Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna appeared at midnight, so we fast until midnight.
而且呢，我们也知道主 Krishna 他是在午夜出生的，所以呢，我们就进食到午夜。
We know also Lord Chaitanya. He appeared at the time of the moon, the rising moon.
那么我们也知道这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他的显现呢是在这个就月亮升起的时候。
And in the case of Lord Nrisimhadeva, we also know it's at that particular time.
嗯，那么对于这个主女辛伽德布的这个显现的这个时间呢，我们也知道它是在那个特定的时间显现的。
So actually, it's not even in his appearance; it's the time he killed Hiranyakashipu.
那么实际上那个时间呢，并不是他显现的那个时间，那个时间实际上是他杀死Hiranyakashipu的时间。
So when we know about the appearance time, then the fasting is established for the appearance time.
所以说呢，当我们知道这个主的这个显现的这个时间的时候呢，我们的这个戒食呢，就是戒到他显现的那个时间。
When the time of the appearance is not known, then we fast until evening.
但是如果我们要是不知道这个主他具体的显现的那个时辰的话呢，我们就戒食到晚上。
That's the only rule.
那这是唯一的原则。
And the fasting in some places where we can feast on the next day, then the fasting should be broken with a very, very light food, usually Ekadashi type of food, because it's not good for the body after being fasting for so many hours. Take grains and all these things can be harmful to the stomach.
而且呢，就是如果我们要是戒食很长一段时间，然后到第二天的时候呢，才能够打破这个戒食的话呢，我们通常在打破这个戒食的时候呢，是用一个就是比较清淡的一个食物去打破。就比如说像艾卡达西三是没有这个谷物的这个餐食去打破，因为如果要是用这种非常的这个重的这个食物去打破这个戒食的话呢，它对我们的这个身体已经不是一个很好的一个帮助，它可能会对我们身体会造成一些伤害。
So that's why they recommend Ekadashi Prashad, because Ekadashi Prashad is very light.
那也就是这个原因呢，是这个会推荐我们去进行 Ekadashi 的这个 Prashad, 因为 Ekadashi 的这个 Prashad 呢，它是很清淡的。
So for instance, when Lord Krishna appeared at midnight, and we don't really take a big feast at midnight, it's too late to take a big feast, so the feast is in the next day, just happened the next day, Srila Prabhupada appearance, so it's combined. We celebrate the feast of Lord Krishna and Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja.
所以就比如说呢，像这个主 Krishna 他是在午夜去这个降生的，所以呢在午夜的时候呢，我们就不要吃太过重的这种食物，所以呢我们就有一个非常清淡的这个 Ekadashi 的这个餐呢，打破了这个戒食。然后呢这个大餐实际上是在第二天，就是在这个 Srila Prabhupada 的这个显现日的庆祝之后一块儿来进行的这个大餐，那么这个大餐呢，就会是一个非常丰盛的大餐。
In Mayapur, they have the facilities to for Gopunima, for instance, Lord Chaitanya appearance. They celebrate with a light prasadam. They break the fast with a light prasadam, and then the next day is the real festival, the Jagannath Mishra festival, when you offer a festival to everyone. So we celebrate on the next day in Mayapur.
那么在 Mayapur 呢，因为有这样的这种设施，这个 Gopunim 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现日的时候呢，只是给大家提供一个这个清淡的 Ekadashi 的这个餐食，然后呢去打破这个戒食。那么真正的这个大餐呢，是在第二天的这个 Jagannath Mishra 的显现日，的这个日子，然后呢大餐。所以呢，就是在这个时候呢，这个Mayapur 的这个庙里面呢，才会给大家提供一个真正的这个盛大的餐食。
So in places where we can have a celebration in the next day, then we can have the real feast on the next day.
那么所以呢，就有些地方呢，其实呢，我们的这个真正的这个大餐呢，是在第二天才开始的。
Otherwise, we just take a regular feast in other places where we celebrate only once on the day of the appearance. Then we can celebrate with a normal feast.
但是如果有的地方呢，如果我们要是第二天没有这个机会去提供这个大餐的话，我们只能够去庆祝一天的话，那么就在当天的这一天呢，我们就会提供一个真正的大餐。
So the rule of Ekadashi Prashad in some places, it's not because it's Ekadashi, it's just because Ekadashi is a light prashad, to not encumber one's stomach after fasting for so many hours.
所以说呢，有很多时候我们就是去提供这个爱嘎达西这个大餐的原因，并不因为那天是爱嘎达西，而是因为那天是由于大家都已经戒食了很长时间了，这个爱嘎达西餐呢，它是一个比较清淡的一个餐食，所以说呢，这个为了要让大家的这个胃不是很难受，所以说呢，才给大家提供这个爱嘎达西的餐。
It's not that we are prevented from eating grains on that day.
但是并不是因为这一天呢，我们不能够吃五谷。
It's just a question of not having a heavy food after many hours of fasting.
而只是就是在这个很多时候，就很多小时的这个戒食之后呢，就不要吃太重的这个食物而已。Ashu, there is one more question, but I have a very humble request that I need a 1 minute break.For releasing some of my water.
Okay.
就还是跟大家的大家，我稍微。
Okay, you go, just go.
Okay.
You don't need to announce.
Ashu, I'm back. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, welcome back.
The next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢阿富的讲课，当了 Kelly 的翻译。Prahlad Maharaj 由于主尼辛哈的触碰，献上了优美的、令人惊叹的祷文。我们没有得到主尼辛哈的触碰，该如何向主尼辛哈供奉祷文呢？背诵 Prahlad Maharaj 的祷文也是很困难的事情。我们是否可以为了自己的实际的灵修情况而向主祈祷呢？是否可以为了物质的好处而向主女性哈真诚的祈祷呢？谢谢您。Thank you very much, Ashu, for your beautiful lecture. Prahlad Maharaj, because he got the touch from Lord Nishinha, so he is able to offer the very beautiful prayers and also inconceivable prayers to Lord. However, we never get this touch from the Lord. So proper way for us to offer our prayer to the Lord. Of course, it's also hard to try to memorize the prayer from Maharaj Prahlad. Is that okay for us to offer our own prayer to the Lord based on our actual spiritual practice?And also, it's okay for us to offer some sincere prayer to the Lord for our material benefit. Thank you.
Yes, certainly. Certainly you can pray according to your own level of realization or for begging the Lord for something. Yes, certainly.
那么当然毫无疑问你可以根据你自己的这个觉悟去向主祈祷向主去祈求。
And it's nice to do.
而且呢，这也是一个很好的一件事儿。
But it's very important to recite also noble prayers from great devotees.
但是呢，去这个背诵这个伟大的这个奉献者的这个祷文也是非常的重要的一件事情。
Because we can understand the mood of, or can understand the heart of a pure devotee of the Lord through their prayers.
因为我们可以通过他们的这个祷文去了解这个伟大的奉献者他们的这种心态。
So it's nice to try to learn some these great prayers of great devotees.
所以说如果我们要是能够去学习这些伟大的奉献者的一些伟大的祷文的话呢也是非常好的。
But yes, it's very good to also recite your own prayers, but learn how to recite your own prayers. Be honest, be open your heart and yes, express yourself to the Lord. It's very nice.
但是如果要是能够学着去供奉您自己的这个祷文用您的这个心去供奉出来的这个祷文是非常好的一件事。
The Lord is a person.
而且主是一个人。
And we should address him as a person.
而且呢我们也应该把他给称呼成是一个人。
and is very open to our sincere prayers.
而且呢，主他实际上是对于我们的这个非常真诚的这个祈祷是完全敞开他的心扉的。
But by hearing the prayers of the pure devotees, we learn what kind of prayers, what should we ask from the Lord.
但是呢，如果我们要是去聆听一个纯粹的奉献者他的这个祈祷的话，我们也就能够学着知道到底我们应该向主去祈求什么。
I'm in need of money. I need a good husband, a good wife.
我是需要钱呐，我还是需要丈夫啊，需要老公啊。
We don't see this type of prayers in these great Vaishnavas.
我们并没有在这些伟大的 Vaishnava 的这些祷文里面去看到这样的祈祷。
But we can express our weaknesses, our lack of devotion, or our whatever shortcomings we have, we can express to the Lord and beg Him to help us to become better devotees.
但是我们可以把我们的软弱的地方呀，把我们的问题呀，把我们的这个不足之处啊，向主去抒发，然后呢，去向他去告白，然后呢，去请求他对我们的帮助。
That's why it's very important to learn the prayers of great personalities, great devotees, so we can understand.What type of prayers we should offer to the Lord?
那也就这个原因呢，使得这个去向这些伟大的这个奉献者们去学习他们的这个祈祷变得如此的重要。因为这样的话，我们就可以去学习着我们应该去祈祷什么。
We are not going to pray to the Lord to give us our daily bread.
我们并没有要去向主祈祷给我们每天的面包。
Yeah, it's okay if there are religious people who approach the Lord to ask for bread. It's nice. At least they know that bread is coming from the Lord. So it's nice. But for us Vaishnavas, we should learn what kind of requests we should ask from the Lord.
那么作为那些有宗教心的人去向主去祈求着需要一片面包这件事其实也是挺好的因为至少他们知道这面包是从主那儿来的。但是呢，作为我们这些 Vaishnava， 我们不应该这样去祈祷。那么，我们应该去这个向这些这个伟大的奉献者们去学习着，我们到底应该祈祷什么
？So our best prayer is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are begging the Lord to engage ourselves in His service. This is the best prayer.
所以呢，我们最好的这种祈祷呢，就是 Hare Krishna 的这个曼陀罗。那么我们要向主去祈祷着，他能够让我们去为他做服务。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Haryansa Prabhu. 伟大的奉献者都愿承担别人的业报，让别人回归或解脱。主会让这样的奉献者真会受所有人的业报之苦吗？比如 Prahlad， 耶稣基督是承担还是拿走了门徒的业报？他们也有资格回归吗？ So the great devotees, they are always willing to take the karma from the others. And in that case, to let the others to get the chance to go back to the Lord or get the liberation. However, is the Lord will really put all of the karmic reaction to these devotees to let them to suffer? For example,like Prahlad or Jesus, both of them actually offered to take the karmic reaction for their disciples.
No, it's not that the Lord, the Lord does not allow his devotees to suffer.
那么首先呢，这个主呢是不会让他的奉献者去受苦的。
Even though sometimes he may allow the devotees to manifest what could be seen as suffering, like in the case of Jesus and you see Haridas Thakur. Actually, the Lord does not want his devotees to suffer.
那么有的时候呢，看起来好像这个展现出来的是这个主让他的奉献者好像看起来是在受苦。那比如说像是耶稣基督呀，或者像是哈尔达斯塔库尔啊，但是实际上主是不会让他的奉献者去受苦的。
That suffering manifested by some great devotees of the Lord is just external, just so the others they can see and they can they can appreciate their sacrifice, but internally they really don't suffer because the Lord does not want them to suffer for that.
那么就这些伟大的奉献者们，他们从外在上所展现出来的这种受苦的这种状态，它其实只是一种外在的一个状态，是为了要让别人去感谢他们所做出来的这种牺牲。但是呢，在他们的这个内心中，实际上是没有任何的这种苦痛的，因为主是不希望让他们受苦的。
Communication not good.
You cannot hear me?
Not clear.
Okay.What about now? I didn't touch anything.
Not clear, not clear. Your voice is not clear.
Yoga Dharma Manaji, 您能听见我讲话吗？
No. Yoga Dharma, you have to call back.
Yoga Dharma said that she can hear me well. So what about...
Okay, can you repeat the translation of this answer?
Okay, well... You mean translate what you say just now, right?
Yeah.
刚才阿叔说的那个意思呢，就是说是这个主他就是他虽然说是让这些伟大的这些奉献者们从外在上表现出来的好像是他们在受苦，比如说是像耶稣基督也好，或者像哈里达斯塔库尔也好，但实际上呢，让他们之所以有这种外在的展现这种受苦，是为了要让别人对他们所做出来的这种祭祀和牺牲有感激之情，但实际上在他们内心之中呢，实际上是不会有任何的苦痛的，因为主是不希望让他们有任何真正的这种受苦的。
Okay, stop here.
那我们的讲课呢，今天就到此结束了。
Thank you everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly and Yoga Dharma Mataji.
特别的感谢这个Yoga Dharma妈妈，还有就是这个Dana Kelly。
And Sati is also there.
Sati Manaji 也在今天。
Okay, thank you to everybody.
就是今天感谢大家。
Vana Shingadeva ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
Hey, Hari Hari Bo.瓦昆塔之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常感谢 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 阿叔为我们的精彩的讲述，那么也非常感谢 Yoga Dharma Manaji 今天给我们的这个安排的这么好的一个平台，非常非常感谢所有奉献者的聆听。祝大家在今天的这个主你心爱的显现日之中呢，度过一个非常美妙的具有 Krishna 知觉的日子。Hare Krishna.